Being an adventurous Yahoo, a curious sort, I ventured up north into the Cascade Mall, our local temple of consumerism in its heyday, now, well, a fluorescent and ghoulish mausoleum, mostly shuttered storefronts with a few zombies roaming the long corridors in search of the last remaining merchandise. Scary place on a rainy afternoon. Not even the teenagers hang here for social hour anymore, no doubt preferring to sext text from the privacy of their homes. I can remember when the mall got built, 1989, just north of the Skagit River on the road that connected Mount Vernon to Burlington, which became, instead of a sleepy two-lane stretch with dying businesses, a four-lane highway to Sears and Penney's and Macy's and a gleaming half-a-million-square-foot emporium of commerce. The little strip malls of Mount Vernon emptied in the wind that sucked the life out of them, and downtown, too. Outlet malls sprung up with the speed of overnight mushrooms bursting through pavement and fill dirt. Burlington was on the map. When Archon Seton walked into the women's department of Macy's in 2016 and shot dead five people, the mall was already wobbling from the Great Recession's toll of nearly 10 years. Scary place indeed. But here I am, looking for an oversized Pyrex baking pan that I couldn't find in my usual thrift stores. Well, one scratched up one that I can go back to if need be. I am a bit stunned at the vacancies of this place. Entire wings with no stores, the main corridor empty except for odd little clothing boutiques, Victoria's Secret, nails and pedicure salons, mostly devoid of any shoppers, some devoid even of sales clerks. But I stumble down to Macy's, bestrewn with banners announcing their big closing sale. 50% off everything in the store. Boy, howdy, my lucky day. Surprisingly, the shelves are mostly still stocked. I wander with two other people through the kitchen stuff, find what I'm looking for, and announce myself at the cash register, figuring sirens and lights would clamor forth with a small celebration of a purchase. An elderly clerk asks if I'm ready, and I nod a vociferous affirmation. You bet I'm ready to save half the price of this Pyrex beauty. He fumbles for a sheet of figures, mutters that he has difficulty with the calculations for housewares, and helpful as can be, I say 50%, like all the banners all around the store trumpet. Not too hard, eh? But no, he informs me solemnly, housewares is only 20%, 25% off. I rebut that the signs all say store-wide 50% on everything. Got him there, I'm sure. But may no, monsieur, he tells me. The sign says up to 50%. If it does, you would need a microscope to see that minuscule caveat. But I know when I'm beaten. I know a bait and switch when I fall for one. And I also know there is no way on God's warming earth I'm paying one dime more than 50% off the sticker price. Plus, I remember why I never come to places like this to shop, or will again. Of course, I also know by the time I drive back to Goodwill for that scratch Pyrex, some more savvy shopper will have grabbed it. Time, I suppose, to shop eBay with the full appreciation that this will be another nail in the coffin that is, or was, Cascade Mall.